Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the fifth day of Sivan, Erev Chag Shavuos, Tovshin Bebeis. Masech Deshavis, Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Ein Mevashlin Yorok Shel Shavis, B'Shemen Shel Truma, Shelo Yivien L'Deipsul. We do not cook vegetables of the Shemitah year with oil that's Truma, oil of Truma, in order not to bring it to a state of being posel. What does that mean? There are a number of ways how to learn this. Let's learn Rashi and Tosfos first. Rashi and Tosfos learns that the pshat of the Mishnah means that we are concerned that the oil of Truma should not become posel. Why? Because with Shemitah, the vegetables of Shemitah, as soon as the time of Bir comes, when there's nothing left for the animals in the field, you have to take everything out of your property. You have to get rid of it out of your own house. And even if we say that you're allowed to eat it after the Zman of Bir, there's a machalokes about that, but you have to take it out and give it to everybody. And therefore, you even for the animals and the beasts. So therefore, you are being what's called memayit achilosoi. You are decreasing the time of eating the vegetable of Shviz, but with it, the oil of Truma as well. If you wouldn't have cooked it with the oil of Truma, there's unlimited time to eat it. We're talking about Koinim, of course. Others bring, the Rambam learns, not that we're concerned about the Truma becoming posel, but rather we're concerned about the vegetable of Shemitah becoming posel, meaning that what happens if that oil becomes Tomei? If the oil becomes Tomei and you've cooked the vegetables of Shemitah in it, then all the vegetables are unfit for eating as well. So you've destroyed fruits of Shemitah, or led to its destruction by mixing it or cooking it in the oil of Truma. So therefore, don't cook it in the oil of Truma, because if that Truma becomes Tomei, then the whole thing has to be destroyed. And of course, we're not allowed to destroy Shemitah produce. That's how the Rambam knows. Rabbi Shimon Matir, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon allows it. He says, no problem. He says, you can cook the vegetables of the Shemitah year in the oil of Truma. Of course, this is all talking about Kohanim, right? Kohanim, the only ones who can have Truma. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, it is permitted to do this even if Truma is going to become posel, or even if the Kotshim can become posel. The halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The achroin nitpas bashvis, says the Mishnah, another halacha. It's a halacha that we mentioned earlier on in this Masechta, and that is, when you sell the fruits of Shemitah, the proceeds of sale take on the holiness of the Shemitah produce. What happens there if I take this money, that's called Demei Shviz, it's holy, and I use it to buy meat? Well, then the money becomes chulin, the money is now ordinary money, you can do whatever you want in the hands of whoever's got that money, and the meat now becomes holy, because the meat is the last exchange of the Shemitah produce. Now, if you take the meat and sell the meat and buy fish, the meat becomes cholin, becomes ordinary, and now the fish takes on the kedusha of Shemitah. It's always the last item that you've used the Shemitah produce or money of produce for takes on the kedusha of Shemitah, and also the fruits themselves remain osur. V'ha pri atzmai osur. The fruits of the Shemitah, the original fruits of Shemitah, which were sold, they will always retain the holiness, the kedusha of Shemitah produce. And therefore, when the time of Bir comes, we have to take everything out of your house, all the fruits, all the Shemitah produce, you'll have to get rid of the fruits together with the last item that has become taken on the kedusha. In the case we just mentioned before, if you exchange the money for meat and then meat for fish, then the fish would have to go out, and also the original fruits of Shemitah. We learn this from a pasuk, Ki yovel hi kodesh tielachem. Yovel hi kodesh tielachem. It's a comparison between yovel, which has or Shemitah, and kodesh, kodshim. Just like kodshim, if you sell kodshim, the exchange it for money, the money takes on the kedusha. So also Shemitah, when you sell the Shemitah produce, the money takes on the kedusha. But there is something more with the Shemitah produce, and that is, whereas Kodshim can become redeemed for Chulin, and the Kodshim will become Chulin, but the money takes on the Kedusha, with Shemitah, it's more strict. With Shmita, the Gemara learns that the Chazal learned that even though you exchange it for money, the fruits will always remain holy, and that's because of the word Tihiyah. Tihiyah lachem. Tihiyah means it should always remain kedusha. So that's what our Mishnah says. Acharon is going to be holy. It's going to be Shvita, the last thing that you've exchanged it for, the money of Shmita for, and the fruit, the original fruit of Shmita will also be have the kedusha of Shmita produce. Mishnah Ches. Ein loikrin avodim v'karkois u'behemet meya midmei shviz. One is not allowed to buy avodim, slaves, or karkois, or land, or trefa animals from the money of Shmita, because you can only spend the money of Shmita on things which are fit for eating or drinking. V'im lokach, if a person did buy things from the money of Shmita which are not for eating or drinking, he bought some avodim, karka, he bought some land, he bought people, servants, yochel kenegdan, then he has to take his own money and spend it on food equivalent to the value that he has now spent from the Shmita produce which he spent for Kiddush Shvuos. If he spent $1,000 buying an animal, a trefa animal, which he can't even shecht, he bought a horse or something like that for $1,000, with the money of Shmita, we say, take out another $1,000 and now buy food and eat it with the Kedusha, inverted commas, of Shmita. Ein mevin kinei zovim v'kinei zovos v'kinei yoldos midmei shvuos. One is not allowed to buy a pair of birds that a Zov brings at the end of his impurity when he becomes pure again, or a Zova, a female Zov, has to bring, or that a woman has given birth. All of these people have to bring a korban at the end. They bring two birds, either two doves or two pigeons, and they are called the kin or the ken, the kanazov. The kanazov means the pair of birds that they bring at the end of their purity. Now, these korbanos cannot be brought with the money of Shmita. If you've sold Shmita and you've got a produce and you have the money, you cannot use it to buy these things. Now, the truth is you can't use the Shmita money for any korban, not just these birds for that are zov or zova. The Tiferes Yisrael explains that our Mishnah takes these as an example to tell you that even though these birds are brought to now allow the people to eat kodshim, so you might think, well, maybe it's equivalent to buying food. No, it's not. It's only a hechsher for the guf to eat kodshim. It allows the people that now they've brought their birds that they can now eat kodshim from then on. It's still, nevertheless, they still cannot use Shmita produce to buy these korbanos, these birds. They have to be, the money has to be used directly for food, drink, or for application on the body, such as oil. Vim hevi, says the Mishnah, if a person did buy these korbanos from the money of Shmita, yochel kenegdon, once again, he has to spend the equivalent amount of money on food and eat it with the kedusha of Shmita. Finally, says the Mishnah, Ein sochin kelim b'shemen shel shviz. One is not allowed to apply oil of Shmita produce on kelim. You can't clean your shoes with it. You can't polish your candlesticks with it. You cannot do that. It must be used as oil is normally used on the body. Bim sochin, if a person did use it for Shmita, he did use the oil of Shmita on kelim, yochel kenegdai. He has to spend an equivalent amount of money of the oil that was used for kelim, and he has to take that money and buy foods and eat them in the kedusha of Shmita.